Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ayin Tes. We begin about 8 lines down from the top of the two dots. We have a number of yard sites to learn for today. We're learning Lili Nishmas today, the yard site Harriet Pokris, Yenta Tzivya Bas Yaakov, and Harry's Rebel, Tzvi Ben Moshe Eliezer. We also was just given a list of a number of yard sites that we missed in the latter month of January. So we're also learning Lili Nishmas, a number of other people. Lili Nishmas, Isidore Goldstein, Yitzchok Ben Avram, Elchanan Yaakov, Carol Rosenberg, Kirnesha Leia Bas Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer Weintraub, Rabbi Eliezer Lipa, Rabbi Yaakov Mordechai, Avram Schneier, Abba Ben Chaim, and finally also Irving Mendelssohn, Yitzchok Ben Moshe. All of the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. So we begin 8 lines from the top at the two dots on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. And we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, B'mukdashin Einuchain V'chulei. In the Mishnah, we said that there's a difference between the Korban Pesach and all these other Korbanos, in that the other Korbanos, if the Basa became Tomei, but you still had the Chalev, so even though you can't eat from it, but you're able to still have Chalev left, the sacrificial fats that you put up on the Mizbeach, one is still allowed to do the Zrika. We said, as opposed to the Korban Pesach, which its eker purpose is to eat it, so therefore, even if you have the Chalev, but you don't have the Basa, then the Korban Pesach is no good. But by the other Mukdashim, the Carbon is still allowed to have the Zrika done to it as long as you have some basar, whether that's basar or chaylev, it's fine because you're not mechuyiv to eat them, and as long as you have some basar, you can do the Zrika. Now, who's the author of our Mishnah? Masnisin Mani. So the Gemara says, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because the Tanya, we learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. This is the opinion that Rabbi Yeshua holds throughout Shas, kol hazvachim shebe Torah. When we're dealing with korbanos in the Torah that aren't the Carbon Pesach, so you have to have either the meat or the chaylev left if you're going to do the zrika. So, as long as you have shenishtayir mehen, at least a kezayis basar, or, kezayis chaylev, you have one kezayis left of either basar to be eaten, or the chaylev to be put up on the mizbeach, as long as you have one kezayis left, that's enough to do the zrika. Sorry, kesedam. L'chatchila, you're allowed to still do the zrika sedam. However, if you don't have a full kezayis of one of the two, if you only have, for example, you only have a half of a kezayis of the basar, or you only have a half and you have a half of kezayis of the chaylev, they can't combine by a regular carbon because there's two different types of, quote, eatings here. One is an eating on the mizbeach, the haktar on the mizbeach of the sacrificial fats. The other is the eating of the carbon by the kohanim or the balim. So if you only have a half of kezayis of each, so then they don't combine to make the full shear of a kezayis. And therefore, eino zorek sedam. There's one exception to this rule, however, uba ola. Because by the ola, even the basar is not eaten by anybody. The basar of an ola is also fully maktir on the mizbeach. It's kolil, as we've already mentioned multiple times. And therefore, here, the sacrificial fats and the basar do combine because they both have the same haktara. So therefore, the Braisa says, if Yeshua holds uba ola, then even if you only have a half a kezayis of each, afilu b'chatzi kezayis basar, u'kechatzi zayis chaylev, so then, zorek esedam, you are allowed to do the zrika because you have a full share of a kezayis in an ola, even though it's made up of basar and chaylev, it makes you kula kolil, because the entire ola is kolil toktar. If the entire ola is brought up in this bath, no difference between the sacrificial fats and the meat. Then it adds a totally enigmatic statement. It says, ube mincha, by what sounds like it's a korban mincha, which is a flour offering, it says, ava pishukula kemis, even though the entire korban mincha is present, lo yizrok, you're not allowed to go and do the zrika. Now, there is no zrika by a korban mincha. So the word says, mincha? My avidite, what in the world are you talking about? As Rashi says, how can you tell me over here that you should throw the dam of the korban mincha? Es adam olel. There is no dam. So what in the world is this braisa telling us that even if you have the entire mincha left, you can't do the zrika of the dam of the mincha? Makes no sense whatsoever. It's more obviously as an explanation. Omer Rapapa. Rapapa says, no, you misunderstand it. It's not a korban mincha that we're dealing with by itself. You can bring a flour offering by yourself. But here it's talking about minchas nesachim. This is talking about the flour offerings that come as part of the nesachim. There are both yayin, wine, and flour, mincha, offerings that come with certain types of korbanos, like an ola or a shlamim. They have various libations, the nesachim, that come with them. So here it's talking about, you had a korban shlamim, and it came with nesachim. The entire korban shlamim meat is gone, and the chalev is gone. So you might have thought, well, at least I have something left. I have the entire libation offering left. I have the minchas nesachim that is totally left. Maybe I could do the zrika based upon that, maybe that's considered like also part of the carbon is left. So that's what I might have thought. So kedai techamino kibun deko asya mikoach zevach kegufe de zevach dami. I might have thought that since this is only being brought, these libations, this minchas nesachim, is only being brought because of the carbon. So it has the status, I might have thought, of the meat of the carbon. And therefore, as long as they have a kezayis left, as long as they have even a piece of the minchas nesachim left, that's the shear, and I might have thought that that counts, so therefore I can do the zrika. So along comes Rabbi Yeshua to tell us, no, it's not kezevach dami. It is not considered like part of the meat, and therefore, even if I have the entire minchas nesachim left, but I have no zayis of the basar or a zayis of the chaylev, so then in that situation, kamash balan, Rav Papa is saying that this is what Rav Yeshua says when he tells us that is because we don't consider the minchas nesachim to be significant as a retention of part of the carbon, as there is some of the carbon left behind. No, the minchas nesachim don't count at all. It's only a kezayis of basar or a kezayis of chaylev that allows you to do the zrika, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Now, this implies that if you have the chaylev left, even though you don't have any of the basar left, you're allowed to do the zrika based upon the chaylev itself. So that is now requiring a source. Chaylev minolad. How do we know that if you just have a kezayis of chaylev left, you're allowed to do the zrika according to Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Umatu ba Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Others say that it was said over in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Whoever it was that it was said over in the name of, it's based upon the following pasuk. The Omar Kra, the pasuk tells us, v'hikter ha-chelev, you're going to do the haktorah of the chelev, you put the chelev on the mizbeach, to accomplish l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. It should bring about a reach nichoach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we should be pleasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the bringing of this sacrifice. Now it says, chelev, it implies that it's just the chelev that you have to do this for, implying chelev, afal pishen basar. Even if there is no basar, you still do the haktorah of the chaylev on the mizbeach. In other words, you bring the sacrificial fats, even though you have no basar whatsoever. The basar became tamei, it was ovid, it was sarif, whatever it was, that there's no basar. So therefore, it tells us that you can still do the zrika as long as you do the chaylev. So, Mor says, Ashkon chaylev, great. We found for the chaylev, the certain sacrificial fats, the emurim. But what about other parts of the sacrificial fats that aren't called chaylev? For example, the oseres hakaveit, and ushtei klayos, minolon. These are also included in the sacrificial parts that you have to put up on the mizbeach. And this is the diaphragm. The oseres hakaveit is the extra part of the liver, which is the diaphragm. And the kidneys are called the klayos. So these are also sacrificed as part of the sacrificial parts of the animal that have to go on the mizbeach. But they're not called chaylev technically. The chaylev is the sacrificial fats that are around the stomach. So how do we know that if you have even some of the Yoseres HaKovit and the Shleya Klayos left, that you're allowed to go and do the Zrik of the Dam according to Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara asks, and how do you know that you are allowed? Hecha Amrina the Zarkinon. And if you just have the Yoseres HaKovit and Shleya Klayos, how do you know that, in fact, that is good enough that you can do the Zrika? So the Gemara says, because Diktani, because we learned in our Mishnah, we just said, Ubimincha, in regards to the Minchas Nesachim, Afa Pishukula Kayemis, even though the entire Minchas Nesachim, the libations, are still present, Lo Yizruk, that's not enough to allow you to do the Zrika. The implication there is that the Minchas Nesachim, that's not enough. Mincha, hu delo. The Zrika, you can't do the Zrika if you just have the Minchas Nesachim. But the implication therefore is, but anything else, such as Avo Yoseres HaKavid, Ushtei HaKlayos, Shaper Dami, then you could do the Zrika as long as you have at least the Yoseres HaKavid, Ushtei HaKlayos left. Now, Minolon, how do we know this? So you've told me and explained to me this idea that it's enough to have that left, but where do we see that that is allowed to have the Zrika done based upon just that? So Rav Yochanan Didei Amar, Rav Yochanan had made this statement a moment ago. He said it either in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Chananya or he said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. But here he says on his own, Rav Yochanan Didei Amar, he said it's based upon the words in the pasuk that we just brought down. Amar Kra L'Reach Nichoach. It says it should be a Reach Nichoach for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol Sha'at Tomala L'Reach Nichoach. Anything that you bring up on the Mizbeach for a Reach Nichoach, that allows you to do the Zrika Sadam. Beginning of the pasuk says you can do the Zrika Sadam if you have v'hikter ha-chelev l'reach lichoch l'Hashem. So the pasuk mentions both that you do the zrikas adam if you have chelev and you have reach lichoch l'Hashem. So the question is, why do you need both of those words? Just tell me one, I'll know the other. V'itzrich l'michtav chaylev, v'itzrich l'michtav riach lichoch. No, we need both of them, because there's something about the chaylev that I might not have realized, and there's something about the Yisrael Sakovich Steyach Kleis that I might not have realized. What is that? You need both. So Yochanan explains, and he says as follows. The ikos of rachmon chaylev, you only had the chaylev in the pasuk, you know what I would have said? Hav amina, I would have said on my own that the chaylev is the essential part, and if you have a kizayis in a chaylev, then you can do the zrika. But chaylev in, only chaylev. But yoseres hakovid, shtei hakolayis lo, they wouldn't be enough. Oh, that's what it has to tell me. Kos rachmona l'reach lichoch. Obviously, you need that. So just tell me l'reach lichoch, and I'll know the yoseres hakovid, shtei hakolayis, and certainly I would know the chaylev. So Gemara says, no. Because of rachmona l'reach lichoch, Rav Yochanan says, if you only wrote the words l'reach lichoch, you know what it said? Hav amina kol olim l'reach lichoch v'afilu mincha. You know what I would have said? Anything that goes up on the Mizbeach, the libations also go up on the Mizbeach. So I would have said, all at once is a Reach Lichoach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be able to do the Zrika. So guess what? It doesn't even require any of the sacrificial fats. It could even be the Minchas Nesachim that are also going up on the Mizbeach. That's enough to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reach Lichoach that allows me to do the Zrika. That's what I might have thought. Therefore, Kos HaRachmana Chaylev, the Pasuk has to tell me both the Chaylev and the Reach Lichoach to limit it, to tell me as long as there's something that is actually sacrificed from the carbon up on the Mizbeach, be it the Chaylev, be it the Yoseres HaKavir Shtei HaKlayos, then as long as you have a Kizayis of that, you can do the Zrika. But if you don't have a Kizayis of that, despite the fact that the Minchas Nesachim will also provide a Reach Lichoch to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not included, and you can't do the Zrika. So this explains the Shita of Rabbi Shua. And that concludes this section, and we go on to the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Nitma Kahal Aruba. Here we again talk about if the Kahal, if the Tzibur, Klai Yisrael are Tame, or even a majority of Klai Yisrael is Tame. It doesn't have to be all of Klai Yisrael. Nitma the Kahal Aruba, or the majority of the Kahal. So then, as we've learned already previously, you bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. Or alternatively, it doesn't even have to be the Yisraelim, the majority of the Yisraelim. Even, Oshayu HaKohanim Tameim, V'Hakol Tohorim. If the majority of the Kohanim are Tomei, small segment of Klai Yisrael, and even though Klai Yisrael is all Tohorim, you also Yasu B'Tumah. You're allowed to go bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. So under these circumstances, either the majority of Klai Yisrael or the majority of Kohanim are Tomei, you bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. However, if it's only a minority, nitma miyut hakol, if only a minority, less than 50% of Klai Yisrael is Tameh, so then we break it up as follows. Hatorin osin es harishon, vatzmein osin es hasheni. So all those people that are Torah, they bring Pesach at the normal time, what we call Pesach Rishon. And those people that can't bring a Korban Pesach on the appropriate time by Pesach, who are Tameh, so they then have an obligation to go bring the Korban Pesach on what we call Pesach Sheni. And that's what it says, the Tzmein Osin Es HaSheni. They make a second Korban Pesach, i.e. they make a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni when they're Tohar. More starts over the following brayso. Tana Rabbanan. HaReisha Yisrael Tzmeim V'Kohanim U'Klei Shari Storim. Now here we're going to introduce another concept about the Kalim being Tameh. So we have Klai Yisrael, we have the Kohanim, and here we introduce the Kalim being potentially Tameh as well. So the brayso first says, if Klai Yisrael was Tmeim, majority of Klai Yisrael Tmeim, and the Kohanim and the Klei Shari is a Tahorim, the other two components are Tahar, so what do? We'll see, you bring it B'Tumah. But it doesn't stop there. It says alternatively, oh, Shal Yisrael Tahorin, even if Klai Yisrael was Tahorin, but the Kohanim and the Klei Sharis that they would need to bring, the Korban Pesach, the Shachting knives, their majority are Tomei, so the Kohanim and their Klei Sharis are Tomeim, or even Afilu Yisrael v'Kohanim Tahorin, even if not both the Kohanim and the Klei Sharis are Tomei, but even if the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tahor, the majority of Kohanim are Tahorim, but just the Klei Sharis, those Shechting knives that they would need to do the Korban Pesach, somehow they all became Tomei, they're Tmeim, the majority of them are Tmeim, in all of these scenarios, either the majority of Klai Yisrael, the majority of the Kohanim, or even the majority of the Klei Sharis that are needed to bring the Korban Pesach are all Tomei. Tosus points out that for whatever the reason, they couldn't go and get more Klei Sharis. You can't go take a long Shechting knife and have the people be outside the Azara and Shecht there. There's no other alternative here. You have to do it either with the majority of the Klei Sharis being Tameh, the majority of Kohanim being Tameh, majority of Klei Yisrael being Tameh. In all of these situations, the Hetter to bring the Korban Pesach applies to Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and Yasu B'Tumah. You go bring the Korban Pesach in all of these scenarios, B'Tumah. And this is including, Rashi explains over here, Yasu B'Tumah, he says, Afilu Tumeyin Yechidin. in a situation where it's the majority of the kelim that are tameh, but only a minority of Klal Yisrael is tameh, then everybody does it together. Betumah, yasa betumah, she'ein carbon sibur cholok. We don't divide up a carbon sibur, as Rashi points out as well. Carbon pesach, it's more betumah. We don't divide it up. So we say in this situation, af hayochid osa betumah. Even the people that are individually tar, they're allowed to go join in with their brethren that are tameh, and the carbon pesach is brought betumah. You don't have to be careful, even for the people that are tar, in this situation when the carbon pesach on pesach rishon is allowed to be brought because the majority of either kais or the kohanim or the klishares are tameh. That's what the Braisa adds on to our Mishnah. Now, Amar Ruchista says, we only said this lo shanu el shenitmo hasakin betomei meis. When we're dealing here with the klisharis being tomei, we're dealing with them being tomei on a tumas meis level. This is very important. This is different than if it was tomei on a tumas sharitz level. In both cases, it's tomei, but there are different levels of the tumi here. And this introduces a very, very important point where it teaches us the arachmano amar, because the pasuk says b'chalal cherev, and that teaches us that if a person died with a sword, so not only is the person tummy mace, but the sword attached to the person, Nebuch, who passed away, was killed. So in this situation, cherev hareyu kecholol. If you have any kli matris, could be a sword, that's a more typical situation, but any kli matris, any metal utensil that is touching the dead body. So based upon this pasuk, cherev hareyu kecholol, that comes to teach us that the mace is always aviyavos hatuma, and this kli matris, this metal implement, such as the sword, also becomes an avatumah. Normally, when something touches something that is tameh, it goes down one level. So, if you're an avatumah, you touch something, it becomes a rishon. But here, the kli matris that touches the dead body also becomes an avatumah. Cherev, harehu kecholol. The cherev, the kli matris here, has the same status as the cholol, as the dead person. The chometame legavra. And therefore, this sword, this kli matris, if a human being were to touch it, the human being would be able to become tamei. Now, if a human being were to touch a rishon, so the human being doesn't become a sheni. Only a avatumah can be matame odom v'kelim. You have ochel and mashkim that can be matame even by a not avatumah, by a vlad hatumah. But odom and kelim can only be matame from an avatumah. So one might have thought that the body of the dead person, that's the avatumah, it touches the sword becomes a rishon, and the rishon would not be able to be matame the person. So the answer is no. Cherev harei kocholol v'kom matame ligavra. And in fact, it makes the kohen who were to touch such a shechti knife, tame. The knife, which is an avatum, has the ability to be metame odom kelim, and it's metame the kohen. And therefore, dimei kara kimis aved bitumas aguf de kares komis aved. Therefore, if the kohen in this situation is going to take this tame knife, so the tame knife is an avatum, so he becomes tame by coming into contact with this avatum. So bitumas aguf, he's now inside the Beis HaMikdash in an area where he's not allowed to go if he's tame, and he would normally be chayiv kares under this situation. A person who's tamei, who goes inside the Beis HaMikdash intentionally, is chayiv kares. Nevertheless, in this situation, because of the concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur, we allow him to go inside, because he himself becomes tamei now, so therefore all the people that are tamei are also allowed to participate. But avol nitma hasakin b'tumah sheretz, if the knife, the shechti knife here, had only become tamei by coming into contact with the Tumah Sheretz. So Tumah Sheretz and Ava Tumah, it can be Metame Odom V'Kalim, so the Tumah Sheretz does make the knife Tumah, but it makes the knife into a Rishon. The Basar Hudu Metame Le. Now, this Rishon knife, when it cuts into the behema, so it's going to make it into a Sheni, and that's going to be Tumah. So the Basar Hudu Metame Le, it's only going to be Metame, the Basar of the Karban Pesach. However, the Kohen who's holding it, Ligar below Metamile, because it's a Rishon. The knife is a Rishon and can't be Metame Odom Kalim. It can only be Tame Ochlun Umashkim. And therefore, the person, the Kohen who's touching this knife, Tahorin of it, he's still Tahar. And therefore, Tumeyin lo of it. It doesn't have the right, therefore, to allow all the Tumeyin to come and bring their carbon Pesach as well. Because in this situation, there is no Chiyav of Kares. This Kohen, who is shechting over here, is making the meat tameh. So there's no isser of kares for a person to eat tameh meat. It's only a lav. As opposed to if the person is tameh and goes inside the Beis HaMikdash, so that's an isser of kares. So therefore, in the situation where the Kohen becomes Tomei himself, and now there's an Isser of Karis to go inside. So since we are allowing you to do the Karban Pesach for this Kohen, who's going to be Chayiv Karis, and then we allow everybody else to come in as well. But if the only Isser over here is going to be eating a Karban that is Tomei, eating a Karban that is Tomei is a lav. It's not an Isser of Karis. So therefore, by the Tomei Sharetz, where there's no Isser of Karis, Mutav Yeochav Tumas Basu B'lav, by Yeochav Basu B'tumas Aguf Shu Karis. But in this situation, we're not going to let all the other people come in who are going to be Chayiv Karis if they go into the Azara and their Tomei. So that's the distinction over here between whether the shechting knife, the sword, the kli matris, is itself an ava tumah, and therefore it's matami the kohen. That's why if it became tumah cherev harei kucholo, so it's matami the kohen, and therefore everybody else could do it betumah as well. Or if it's only the sakin is matami by a sheret, so the sakin is only a rishon, it's not matami the kohanim, and therefore there's no issur of kareis, and therefore we don't allow everybody else to come in to the Beis HaMikdash when they're tumah, and therefore you don't do it betumah. That's what Rav Chisda tells us. Now, clearly you see from here, Amo Kesavah Rav Chisda, Tumo Duchuyi B'tzibor. We see that we don't, once we say it's Tomei, you can do whatever you want, we say no, you only do what is absolutely necessary. It's Duchuyah. And here in this situation, we don't allow everybody to come in because it's Duchuyah. And there is no reason over here to let everybody come in because you're not over the Araisa of Kares, you're only over the Araisa that's Alav. So you see clearly that he holds Tumo Duchuyi B'tzibor, and Chenom Rav Yitzchak. Yitzchak said the same thing, Tumo Duchuyi B'tzibor. This is Rav Chisda's opinion. On the other hand, Rava disagrees. V'Rava Omar, afilu tmeim nami yovdei. He said, even in the situation where the knife was batame only by Yesheret, so the knife is a rishon, and it makes the basar into being tame, but the Kohen who holds it is not tame. He says, even in that situation, he disagrees with Rav Chisda. He says, everybody can do it betuma. Why? Because he has a different series of psukim. He says, the pasuk says, "Ba'basar asher yiga b'chol tomei lo yiochel." If the basar became tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. But you sorry if you have to burn it. "Ba'basar," if you have tar meat, then kol tar yochel basar. Then a tar person can go eat the meat. Now, what is this coming to tell us over here by the reisha and the seif of this pasuk? The seif is telling us over here that only a tar person can eat the meat, and the reisha is telling us, however, that if the basar is tamei, then you're not allowed to eat it. Even a tar person is not allowed to eat it. Now, this juxtaposition over here is as follows. Kol hecha delo karinim bei, in every situation where we don't say, va basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yochel, if the reisha doesn't apply in a situation, kol hecha delo karinim bei, where we don't have the rule that if the basar became tamei, you're not allowed to eat it. In other words, if we're dealing here with a carbon pesach that is allowed to be eaten b'tumah, then, in that situation, lo korinim bei, then we also don't have v'basar kotar yochel basar. Then we don't apply the second part of this pasuk, which says that only a tar person is allowed to eat the meat. We say even a tamei person is allowed to eat the meat in that situation. And it's only kol hechem the korinim bei, it's only in a situation where if the meat is tamei, v'basar sheyiga b'chol tamei, then lo yochel, then you're not allowed to eat it no matter what. Only there do we apply the pasuk korinim bei, v'basar kotar yochel basar. Only a tar person is allowed to eat it. Bottom line is, Rava says that once you have a situation where you're allowed to eat the meat when it's tameh, so then we don't apply the second situation that only a tar person is allowed to eat the meat, then even a tameh person is allowed to eat tar meat. Fine. That's the machlokes between Rava and the Rav Chisda. Nadigmor says, Itmar, we learned in the base measures the following. Harei shahayu Yisrael mechza tahorim u mechza tmeyim. What happens if it's 50-50? We said it in the Mishnah, we said in the Braisa afterwards, that if the majority are Tomei, the Kohanim, the Yisraelim, or the Kli Shares, if the majority are Tomei, then all of these rules apply, that you'll have to bring the Korban Pesach, even Betumah. But what happens if it's 50-50? It's the exact amount. So in this situation, the famous Machlokes between Rav Omar, Mechza, Mechza, Kuro, he says, if it's 50-50, you view it as a majority, and his Talmud Chavah, Rav Kahana, Omar, Mechza, Mechza, Enokro, he says it's not considered like a majority. What does this exactly mean? So the Gemara says, Rav, Omar, Mechza, Mechza, Kirov, Rav says that we view it as 50-50, as a majority. What does that mean? He says, Halolo Osin Liatzman, Halolo Osin Liatzman. You have two majorities here. The majority that is the 50% that is Tar, so they bring the Karban Pesach Betara. But the majority that is called 50% that is Tamei, they also are allowed to bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, but they have to bring it separately. In this situation, we do divide it up. We say half of Klai Yisrael will bring it with Tahara, and half of Klai Yisrael will bring it with Tumah. Rav Kahane says as follows, Amar Mechza al Mechza eino kerov. Rav Kahane says, no, we don't view it as a majority. What does that mean? So we have two versions of Rav Kahane. The first version says, Tohorin osin es rishon. Yes, the 50%, which we call a majority, they bring a Pesach rishon, and the 50%, which we call a majority, the tamei, they bring it on Pesach sheni. Utmei osin es sheni. The second version of Rav Kahane, Ikud the Amre, the Rav Kahane said as follows, Oh, Rav Kahane, Matzah, Matzah, Eino Kerov, when he says that 50-50 is not like a rov, so the first part is the same. Torah notes in the Rishon, the 50% of the Torah, they bring a Pesach on Pesach Rishon, on the regular time to bring the Korban Pesach. And we turn to Ayin Tes on the Beis, but the second version of Rav Kahane says that the second group, Utmeye, the 50% that is, quote, a majority, that are Tame, so they're in a limbo state. They can't bring it on Pesach Rishon, Enos in Loas Rishon, but they also, below it's a Sheni, they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni as well. Why? But Rishon, Loavde, they can't bring it on Pesach Rishon because the Lo Havaruba, because they're not considered the majority. They're 50%. That's a minority. And only if it's a majority that are Tameyim, they can bring it. Here, 50% is considered like a minority, according to Rav Kahane's second version. And the second group of people, the Tmeim, they can't bring it, B'sheni Lohavi also. Why? The Lohavi Miuta. Because here they consider the majority. And it's only when you have a minority that is Tame that they bring a Pesach Sheni. But here, they're not a minority. Their 50% is considered enough of a majority that they can't bring a Pesach Rishon, and they can't bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the second version of Rav Kahane. So we have three versions over here. We have Rav's version and the two versions of Rav Kahane. And now we're going to bring a number of brises. The first one will attack Rav, and then we'll have brises that will be in favor of Rav, in favor of the first version of Rav Kahane, and in favor of the second version of Rav Kahane, and we'll have to explain how each of them understands the brises. First, we'll start off the brises that attacks Rav. Tanan, our Mishnah. Not a brice, our Mishnah says, Nitma Kahal, our Mishnah said that if the majority of Klai Yisrael is Tomei, or even Oruba, the majority or the entire Klai Yisrael Tomei, oh, Shayo Kohanim Tmeim, Vakahal Torim, or even if the majority of the Kohanim are Tomei, even if the Kahal is Tor, so the din is Yaseh Betoma. We said, as long as there's a majority of Klai Yisrael that is Tomei, or the majority of Kohanim are Tomei, then you bring the Korban Pesach Betoma. Now, it says, Rubo. So, Rubo, who do you have the Betoma? You need 51%. You need more than 50%. That's what our Mishnah Beferish states. Now, Abel Palgo, Palgo, the implication of that is if it's 50-50, it's exactly 50.000 that are Tomei, 50.000 that are Tahar, Lo Avdi Berishon, then you're not allowed to go bring a Korban Pesach on Rishon. The Tomeian people cannot bring it. Kasha L'Rav, this is a Kasha and Rav who said that 50-50, you do go bring you bring it separately, the 50% that are Tar, they bring it by themselves, and the 50% that are Tomei, they bring it by themselves. But that's not what the Mishnah said. So therefore, Kasha L'Rav. So Rav has no problem. Amalach Rav. Rav tells you, no. Ruba Avde Kulu Betuma. He says, if the majority is Tomei Ruba, then Avde Kulu Betuma. Then they're allowed to bring it Betuma. However, if it's Pago Pago, if it's the case of the 50-50, so then Halolo Osin Liatzman, Halolo Osin Liatzman. No problem. The Mishnah's not contradicting me. The Mishnah says only if they're a majority Tame, they bring it all together. But if it's 50-50, so the Mishnah doesn't address that. And therefore, 50% of the Tar bring it Betara, and the 50% of Tame, they bring it separately Betuma. And I'll show you that this is right, Timur says, Hochanami Mistabra, because keep on reading our Mishnah, the Ktani Sefa. It then said, Nitma Miyotakol, it said if the minority is Tame, so then what do? The regular standard procedure. Tahori no sense of Rishon, the people that are Tar, the majority that are Tar, they bring it Pesach Rishon, and those minority that are Tmeyin, Osin es Sheni, they bring it on Pesach Sheni. So therefore, that implies that it's only a minority, Miyad, who of the Bisheni. It's if you have a minority, less than 50% that are Tomei on Pesach Rishon, they bring it on Pesach Sheni. But the implication is, Avo Palga, Palga, if it's 50-50, low, you're not allowed to bring it on Pesach Sheni, and therefore, what do they do? The of the Berishon, the Halol Osin Liatzman. In this situation, everybody brings it on Rishon. And the 50% of the Tar, they bring it by themselves. And the 50% of the Tamei, they bring it by themselves. But Rav seems to be perfectly in accord. The Mishnah, if you understand the Reish and the Sefer together, actually implies that Rav is right. And therefore, the Lakasha Rav Kahane. Not only is it not a Kasha on Rav, Rav works out very well for him, but it's actually a Kasha on both versions of Rav Kahane. So Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Kahane. Rav Kahane would say, Nitmu Miyotakol. If you're dealing with a minority of the Tzibur that is Tomei, so then we understand. Tahori Nosis Harishon, Utmei Nosis Hasheni. So that's the standard case every year. The majority of Klai Yisrael is Tar, so they bring in on Pesach Rishon, and that minority that is Tomei, they're pushed off until Pesach Sheni. Very simple. That's what our Mishnah says. But therefore, the implication, ha-palgo, according to Rav Kahana, he says, when it's 50-50, the implication from our Mishnah, therefore, is, the Tahorin Otsenes HaRishon, you're right, the Tahorin always can make the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. However, in this situation, Al Tumeim, they're in a limbo state, and an Otsenes HaRishon, Los HaSheni. It's only if the minority is Tomei that they can bring a Pesach Sheni. But if it's not a minority, it's not a majority, you can't bring a Pesach Rishon. But it's not a minority, so you can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So this is in accord with the second version of Rav Kahana, who said that they're in limbo. The people that are Tomei, the 50%, don't bring a Pesach Rishon, don't bring a Pesach Sheni. So the second version of Rav Kahana can be fit into our Mishnah as well. But that's what the Gemara now is. So that's great for the second version of Rav Kahana. Hatenach the Lishna Basra the Rav Kahana. So we understand the second version of Rav Kahana. But how are you going to explain the first version of Rav Kahana? The first version of Rav Kahana said, Elach Lishna, Yom Rav Kahana, the first version, Tahori Nosetz HaRishon. Great, the 50% of the Torah, they can do the Pesach Rishon, Utumei Nosetz HaSheni. But how can they make the Pesach Sheni? The 50% of the Tomei, they can't bring a Pesach Rishon because they're not majority, but he says they can be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So, Michael and Amar, that's not what the Mishnah says. So how are you going to understand a Mishnah according to the first version of Rav Kahana that says that the 50% of the Tomei, in fact, do go bring a Pesach Sheni? So how would Rav Kahana answer that? So I'm like Rav Kahana. He said, no, I got no problem with that either. The first version of Rav Kahana would answer as follows. Hu adin the afilu palgo palgonami. No, the halach is even if it's 50% Torah, 50% Tomei, the same rules apply. Tahori knows it's a Rishon, Utmei knows it's a Sheni. He says it's exactly like the majority is Tahor and the minority of Tomei, that the majority, which includes even 50-50, so then the majority that are Tahor, they go and bring it on Pesach Rishon, and the minority, which is less than 50%, but even 50%, are allowed to go bring it on Pesach Sheni. Now, how come? That why does the Mishnah then use the lashon of the minority? It should say even 50-50. It says I did the tana reisha rubo tana nami sefer miyuto. No, it's just a parallelism. Since the reisha talked about majority minority, so we keep that same language for the sefer majority minority. But in fact, the halacha would be according to the first version of Kahana that it was 50%. They can't bring it on Pesach Rishon if they're tamei, but they can bring it on Pesach Sheni because it's not the majority, and therefore it's still considered like a minority. And minority can always bring Pesach Sheni. So that answers up our Mishnah according to Rav and according to both of the explanations that Rav Kahana gave. Now we have an interesting Gemara, which is going to tell us that there are three brises, each one supporting one of the three opinions. So we have Tanya Kavasi the Rav, a brise that is like Rav said, and we have Tanya Kavasi the Rav Kahana, Ketrei Lishne, and we have two other brises, each supporting the two different versions of Rav Kahana. What are these three brises? So the first one is Tanya Kavasi the Rav. This brise says, exactly like Rav's opinion, the 50-50 scenario, what's the din? All they bring it on Pesach Rishon, the 50% of the Torah bring it Petara, and the 50% of the Tomei, they bring it together Betuma. They don't mix together the two groups, but everybody brings it. Ah, exactly like Rav, Tanya Kavasi the Rav. Now we have two brises in support of Rav Kahana Shita. The first one is Tanya Kavasi the Rav Kahana, according to the first Lashon. Tanya Kalishna Kamad the Rav Kahana. This brise supports the first version of Rav Kahana. What is that? The brise says, Haresh, are Yisrael, Matzot, Torah, and Matzot, Main. If you have 50% of Chai Yisrael, Tomei, 50% Torah, the 50-50 scenario. So the brise says, what do you do? Torah knows it's a Rishon, Utmei knows it's a Sheni. Exactly like the first version of Rav Kahana. The brise says, the 50% of the Torah bring it on Pesach Rishon. And the 50% of Tomei can't bring it on Pesach Rishon. They bring it on Pesach Sheni. Oh. Tanya Kavase, Kalishna Kama, the Rav Kahana. And finally, we have the Tanya Kavase, Kalishna Basra of Rav Kahana. The Tanya Belishna Basra of Rav Kahana is as follows. This Bryce says, Hari Shah Yisrael, Mechzat Torah, and Mechzat Tomei. You have the 50-50 scenario, 50% Torah, 50% Tomei. What do you do? The 50% that are Torah, Torah knows it's a Rishon. They bring the Pesach on Pesach Rishon. And the 50% that are Tomei, they're in limbo. They're not the majority, so they can't bring it on Pesach Rishon. They're not a minority, they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni, so they're in limbo. So we have these three brises that are each supporting one of the three versions that we had, Rav's version or the two versions of Rav Kahana. What does each one do with the other two brises, though? Okay, the brise that supports them, great. But what do they do with the other two brises? So the Gemara says, according to Rav, Lurav, Ula Lishna Basra, the Rav Kahana, and according to the second version of Rav Kahana, what do they do with the brise in the middle? The middle brise, the second brise, which said, in support of the first shita of Rav Kahana, that said that the 50% that are Tomei do it on Pesach Sheni, the 50% that are Tar do it on Pesach Rishon. How do each of them, Rav and the second version of Kahana, address and deal with this brisa? They wanted to support their sheet as well. So according to Rav, L'Rav, L'Lishna Basra, the Rav Kahana, how did they go and learn the brisa? this brisa that says Hadu Tana Torit Osin Esarishon Tmein Esasheni. The brisa in support of the first version of Kana that said the 50% of the Torah do the Korban Pesach on Rishon and the 50% of the Tomei do the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. So how did they learn this? So Hechim Tarchi Law. So the Gemara says Kegon Shal Yisrael Mechza Tohorin Umechza Tmein. The case is it's 50% Tor and 50% Tomei, but what 50% are we dealing with? Klai Yisrael is not a homogeneous group. You have men and women, and men and women have different obligations in regards to the Korban Pesach. So how do we deal with this? As follows. This case of 50-50 is v'noshim mashlimos l'tmeyim. When we made up the number of 50-50, you actually had more women that were tamei than men. So if you count everybody together, it's 50-50. But in fact, of the 50 that are tahar, it was, let's say, 55% men that were tar and 45% women that were tar. So it's 50% of Klai Yisrael that is tar. And we had it the other way, that a tamei, it was actually a larger percentage of the people that were tamei were women. It was 55% tamei that were women and 40% tamei that are men. So we look at all Klai Yisrael together, it's exactly 50-50. But when you look at the makeup of the tahorim is actually more men than it was women. The makeup of the tmeim is more women than it was men. Therefore, the Noshim mashlimos l'tmeim, the Noshim make up the majority of the 50% of the Tomei. And this Braisa holds, this Tana holds, the Kesavar, Noshim barishon rishus. Women, when they bring a Korban Pesach, they're not obligated to bring a Korban Pesach. They're allowed to participate in it. It's Mrs. Seshas Magrama, and therefore they're allowed to go and participate in it, but they're not obligated to go bring it. And therefore, the women who bring a Korban Pesach, it's a rishus. And therefore, when you're looking at Klai Yisrael, is the majority of Klai Yisrael Tomei, or is the majority of Klai Yisrael Tar, you only look at the men for this din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And therefore, Dal Noshim Yitmeim, you remove the women from the Tomeim group. Now, who's left? It's actually 55% men that are Tahorim, and only 45% of men that are Tomeim. So in this situation, when you remove the women, B'Havalu Tomeim Miyuta, when you look at the men, it's a minority. It's only 45% that are Tomei. And therefore, they're allowed to go and bring it on Pesach Sheni. Umiyuta yitchu lePesach Sheni. So that's how the second brisa will be understood, according to both Rav and the second version of Rav Kahana. It's not a problem for them. They're saying it's talking about a unique situation where, while it's 50-50 in all of Klai Yisrael, it's actually more women that are tamei than are men, and because the women are allowed to bring a Korban Pesach, but they're not obligated to bring a Korban Pesach, it's only reshus. Therefore, the din is only looked at majority, minority, in terms of the men that are Tomei, and the minority of the men are Tomei, and therefore they can bring it on a Pesach Sheni, and therefore everybody who's Tomei can bring it on Pesach Sheni. Now, that's how we resolve the second Braisa, the one that was in support of the first Lishna of Rav Kahana. Now, how do we resolve the third Braisa, according to Rav, and according to the first version of Rav Kahana? Ulu Rav, Ulu Lishna Kamal Rav Kahana, what do they do with the third Braisa? The Tanya, the third Braisa said, Torah knows this a Rishon. The people that are Torah, the 50% of the Torah, can bring Pesach on Korban Rishon, and the 50% of the Torah are in limbo. Utmeim, Enos, and Los Rishon, Los Sheni. No, Hechi Mitarzi law, how do Rav and the first version of Kana answer up that Braisa that it could be according to them? So we have to here do it separately. The first Braisa, we're able to resolve in the same way for both Rav and the second version of Rav Kahana. So when they say the first Braisa, I mean the first Braisa we just worked out now, which is the second Braisa altogether of the three. So that was able to be resolved with one teretz for Rav and the Lishna Basra of Rav Kahana. Here we're going to have separate teretzim, how Rav is going to understand the third Braisa, the one that supports this Lishna Basra of Rav Kahana, and Rav is going to give his own teretz, and the first Lishna of Rav Kahana is going to have to give his own teretz as well. So Rav Mitaritz law as follows. Rav will explain the last Braisa, the third Braisa, which as we just said that the Tumeim are in limbo. He says, what is the scenario? Kegon Shal Yisrael Mechza Tumein Mechza Torim. We're dealing over here where half of Klai Yisrael is Tor, half of Klai Yisrael is Tumei. But V'noshim Otfas Al Torim. Here we're dealing with more women are Tahorim than are men. The scenario we gave before was more men are Tahorim. Here more women are Tahorim. So it's 55% of Klai Yisrael that is Tahar is women, and only 45% of the men are Tahorim, and therefore the Tumeim is the exact opposite. And this Braisa holds with Kesavar Noshim Barishon Chalva. He says, no, women are obligated in the Korban Pesach. It's not an option. It's not a reshus. It's an obligation. So therefore, when you look at all of Klai Yisrael, you include the women as well. That's by Pesach Rishon. However, a Korban Pesach Sheni, women is only reshus. So now, when you're looking at the women on the first Korban Pesach, so it's the majority of women that are tar. So you look at all of Klai Yisrael, so therefore, following applies. So when you have over here Barishon Lo Avde, you're not allowed to have all the Tamei people bring it on Pesach Rishon because the Havile Mia, because the bottom line is you don't have a majority. Umiyuta Lo Avde Barishon. And therefore, it's not a majority that the Tamei, it's a minority, it's 50-50, so it's not a majority, and therefore, only the Tahorim can bring it on Rishon and not the Tmeim. However, when you look at Pesach Sheni, Ubi Sheni, nobody's allowed to bring it. Why? Because by Pesach Sheni, we said it's a Rishus for the women to bring it. The women were the majority of the Tahorim. Therefore, they're a minority of the Tmeim. And therefore, Ubi Sheni Lo Avdi, because Dal Noshmi Nayu, you remove the women, and now it's a minority. Bavalu Palgo Palga. And if you're looking just at the men, Bavalu Palgo Palga, or Palgo Lo Avdi Bisheni. And since they're not a minority, they can't bring it on the Pesach Sheni. And therefore, that's how Rav would understand the last brisa, which says that the situation of the Tmeim are in limbo. They don't bring it by Pesach Rishon. They don't bring it by Pesach Sheni. That depends on how we view women. Women are obligated in the Pesach Rishon. It's only Rishus for Pesach Sheni. So therefore, you don't include them when you're looking at the Pesach Sheni group. And therefore, the Pesach Sheni group is going to be a majority of men that are Tamei. And therefore, Upaga Lovav Sheni. They can't go bring it on Pesach Sheni. No. That's for Rav. How would Rav Kahana, the first Lishna of Rav Kahana, how does he explain the third Brisa, which is supporting of the second Lishna of Rav Kahana? Or Rav Kahana, Dharma Pago, Nami, Ovid Sheni. Rav Kahana's first version says, no, they could bring a Pesach Sheni in this situation. How would he understand this last Brisa? Hakim Taritzla, he would understand it as follows. Kagon, he says, Shah Yisrael, Mertzu Torin, Mertzu Mein, this 50-50, what does that mean? The Noshim Mashlimus Torin. He also says that the women are filling up to be the Torah group. And therefore, they bring that number to 50-50. Because Savar, Nasha Rishon Chova, Ubisheni Rishus. And he also holds that by the Rishon, the women are an obligation. Women have to bring a Korban Pesach on Rishon. Savar, Nasha Rishon Chova, Ubisheni Rishus. And he also holds that on the second Pesach, on Pesach Sheni, women, it's a Rishus. If they want to, they can. Therefore, he explains it as follows. Barishon Lo Avde, Davalu Pagwa Pagwa. He says, on the first one, we don't do it because the women are the Havalu Pagu Pagu, they made it 50-50, or Pagu Risha, Lavda, and you don't do it unless you have the majority, Bituma. So it's not a majority. Bisheni Nami Lo Avde, because Dal Nashmi Nayim in the Torah, because you exclude the women over here from the Torah group, because only Rishus. And therefore, now the men, Havalu Tmeim Ruba, the men are the majority. For Ruba Lo Avde Bisheni, the men aren't the majority. Now, the difference between this understanding of Rav Kahana and Rav's understanding, I made that slight, maybe I didn't say it clearly. The first, according to Rav, is Noshim Otfos Al HaTorim. It means that the women, all together, they make it into the majority being Tomei. And that's slightly different over here than what the second version of Rav Kahana says, that the women, mashlimos l'torim, that there were more women that were tamei than there were men. The percentage-wise is different. Whereas in the first case, the women, when they were added onto the total group, that made the majority tamei. So slight differences between the way Rav understood this and the first version of Rav Kahana understood this. Bottom line is, both of these versions, Rav and the first version of Rav Kahana, can teretz up the third brisa to be in accord with their shitos. So we're left with the brisa that's supportive of Rav. That's going to be a problem. Now, Ulu Rav Kahana, how is he going to understand both his first version and the second version? How is he going to understand the brisa in support of Rav? Oh, the Tanya, the brisa that said like Rav, the first brisa, Ari Shah Yisrael, Matzah Torah, Matzah Tmeim, Halo Osin Liatzman, Halo Osin Liatzman. The first Brisa says, like Rav, that everybody can bring the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon is 50-50. They just do it separately. Rav says the Torah bring it separately, and the Tmeim bring it separately. That's what the first Brisa says. How is Rav Kahana, first and second version, going to respond to that Brisa? Hechi mitaritzla. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Kahana, there's no way to be mitaritzla. That cannot fit in with either version of Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana is forced to say that it's a machlokis tanoim. Listen, there are three Brises here. It's not necessarily one opinion, and therefore, while we can't reconcile ourselves with that Tana, we have our own Tana to support us. So therefore, Amalei Rav Kahana, Tanoi, Tzumachlokis Tanoim. Ikra Leman D'Omer, Me'atzah Me'atzah Kirov. The Ikra Leman D'Omer, Me'atzah Me'atzah Eino Kirov. There's two different opinions over here. How do we view 50-50? One says we view it like a majority. That's Rav's opinion. Therefore, the majority, the 50% that's Tar, they're majority. They can bring it Betara. And we view the 50% that's Tomei as a majority also. And they bring it Betuma. And the two just don't mix. That's that Brisa. We don't agree with that Brisa because we have our own Brises, the second and third Brisa, that support our respective opinions of Rav Kahana. And each of them can reconcile with the other Brisa that is brought to support the other opinion of Kahana. So therefore, Rav Kahana has no problem saying Tanoi. It's a machlokis Tanoi. Gemara continues as Gufa. We're actually going to now say the entire Braisa. We only said part of it before. So Gufa, we repeat the whole Braisa. Harish Yisrael Mechzu Tahorim Mechzu Tamei. And this is the Braisa we're discussing most of the last part of the Shia. You have half of Klai Yisrael, Tamei 50-50, half of Tahor. So hello Osiliyatzvah. Hello Osiliyatzvah. So we had the understanding here that half of them do it by themselves with Tara and half of them do it by themselves with Tumah. This was what the Braisa said. This was in support of Rav. Then it said, Hayu Temeyin Ot Vinala Torim Afilu Echot. If the Temeyim group, the 50% wasn't 50%, it was 50.0001. There was one person more in the Tahorin group than in the Temeyin group. Hayu Temeyim Ot Vinala Torim Afilu Echot. If even one person was more in the Temeyin group than the Tahorin group, so then this is called the majority of Klai Yisrael Betumah, Yasu Betumah. Why? Lefish ain't carbon sibur cholik. We don't say, well, let the Tahorim, the 49.999%, do it betahara, and let the 50% do it betuma. So we say, no, everybody does it together betuma. Lefish ain't carbon sibur cholik. We don't divide up a carbon sibur. We do it all in the same way. Now, that's the opinion of the Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar ben Maasya Omer, ain't a yachid machria esat sibur letuma. He says, we don't allow one person to go and make this now considered that it's no longer 50-50. You need more than one person. You need at least two people to have it, to make it more than 50-50. And this is based upon a pasuk. Shenemar, we turn to Peyom and Aleph, where we say the pasuk, Lo sucha lizboach es ha-pasach b'yachad. Now, really, the way to read the pasuk is b'yachad sharecha. But we darshin it, Lo sucha lizboach es ha-pasach b'yachad. You can't go and determine is the majority of tzibur tame, the majority of tzibur tar, based upon echad, on one person. I feel so. This is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Maasya, as Rashi points out. Bishul yachid lo sizbechenu. She also a yachid gore mumo bishchitaso shum tzad neti. You can't have one person push us one way or the other, whether it's tar or tame. So therefore, that's how Rabbi Elazar ben Maasya dashes it. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it tells us afilu shevet echad tame. If even only one shevet is tame, biachad means one shevet. Ushara kol shvatim tahorim, and the rest of the shvatim are going to be tahorim. Nevertheless, halol osim liatzvim, halol osim liatzvim. He says in this situation as well, you can go and have the one shevet that's tame do it all by themselves. They're considered a kahal, and they do it all by themselves. And the other shvatim, they do it betara, they do it by themselves as well. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? My time with Rabbi Shimon, Kesavar Shevet Echad Ikre Kahal. Because as I pointed out, he says that this Shevet is considered a Kahal by itself. It's not dafka looking at Kahal Yisrael. You look at, over here, each Shevet is a separate Kahal in Kahal Yisrael. Now, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Shevet Echad Tamei, Ushar Kol Shvatim Torim. If one entire Shevet was Tamei, then you're still allowed to have all of Klai Yisrael do it betumah. Rabbi Shimon had said, the Shevet is a separate Kahal, they can be considered as if the majority of that Shevet, or that entire Shevet, is betumah, and they can do betumah, but the rest of Klai Yisrael does it separately. Rehuda goes one step further, and he says that if one entire Shevet is Tameh, so then all the other Shvatim do it together with them, even though the other Shvatim are Tahorim, Yasu betumah, everybody does it together in Tumah, Shein Karbon Sibur Cholah, because of this principle that we brought down before, that we don't divide up the Karbon Sibur. If the Karbon Sibur is allowed to be done betumah for some of them, so then all of them can do it betumah. And Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shevet Echad Ikre Kahal, this is based upon, he agrees with Rabbi Shimon that a single Shevet is called a Kahal, V'havu Lehu Pagu Pagu, and therefore he views this as if it's a case of 50% of Klai Yisrael is Tar, 50% is Tam, even though it's not by the actual numbers, he can a Shevet to be the equivalent of 50% of Klai Yisrael, and therefore, Vein Karbon Sibur Cholik, we don't divide it up, V'avdu Kula B'tumah, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that you're allowed to go and do this, therefore, B'tumah. Now, this is a good break point, although we're still going to continue discussing this in Yitzhak Shem and tomorrow Shia, but we learned today, Leila and Nishmas, a lot of people, some of the names that I was only given now for the latter days of the month of January and even some in February. So all the Nishams we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. With that, we conclude today's Shia.